أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا. In the previous ayats also we read further how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam complained to Allah Ta'ala that how he had explained to his people day and night in every way, whatever a person can conceive, he explained, and he went to them and called them towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Yeah, further Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam also explained to his people, which Allah Ta'ala explains that how Allah has created the creation, and he reminded them of that also, that how Allah Ta'ala has created the creation. And from that, even if no word of any Nabi had reached a person, even if no deen had reached a person, any deen, but just by the things around us and the brains Allah has given us, a person can realize and deduce the qudrat, the greatness, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. کیا تم نے نہیں دیکھا کیسے بنائے اللہ نے سات آسمان تہ برتے. Said, did you not see how Allah has created the seven heavens, the seven skies, one on top of the other, a layer, one on top of the other, the seven skies, and that also she is enough for a person to understand the qudrat of Allah, how great Allah Ta'ala is. The sky that we see, we cannot ever reach that sky. The sun, the moon, the stars are all below that sky. And above that sky, there are another seven skies also. So how Allah Ta'ala has created them, it shows the qudrat, it shows the existence of Allah. Nobody else could ever have made it. And in fact, nobody has claimed that they have created the skies. The only being that has created it, is Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. اور رکھا چاند کو ان میں اجالا. And Allah has kept the moon in the skies. It appears to us that it is in the sky, but below the sky the moon is. And Allah Ta'ala has made it noor, a source of light, a source of calm light, not very heavy light like the sun. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. اور رکھا سورج کو چراغ جلتا ہوا. And Allah Ta'ala has kept the sun a burning flame. The sun is very hot and it has got lot of light in it, lot of energy in it. And the light of the moon is also from the light of the sun. But this, how Allah has made the sun, the system, that during the day every person needs light, and every person can't afford the light, electricity, etc. Allah has made the sun that gives light, that gives energy, that gives vitamin D, and only Allah knows how many other benefits. And it is for the poor, for the rich, for every person Allah has made it freely available, and by which man fulfills his needs, by which the crops they ripen, etc. All this is done by Allah Ta'ala. So what a great system of Allah Ta'ala. Then at night man wants to rest, but he needs a little bit of light, like so to say a dimmer Allah has put on. And Allah brought the moon at night, which gives a light, a very little light compared to the sun, by which also man benefits tremendously. So Allah Ta'ala says, by all this also any person can deduce and understand that there is a creator, that there is the one and only Allah, that there is somebody. Nothing happens just on its own. Somebody has to do it, and this Allah Ta'ala is the doer. And that the system is carrying on of the world continuously in a perfect harmonious way. The sun and the moon do not clash with one another. The one doesn't come out by mistake on the other one's time. This is proof that there is only one Allah. If there were two Allahs, na'uzu billah, then the one should want it to be day now, the other one should want it to be night now. Now one should want it raining, the other one should want sunshine. This is one Allah. So the deduction of the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, Allah has made it very clear for each and every person, whether he's living in a deep valley, whether he's living in the top of a mountain where no news and nobody reaches him, but he can deduce the creator. Wallahu anbatakum min al-ardi nabata. Aur Allah ne ugaya tumko zameen se jama kar. And Allah Ta'ala has made you grow from the earth like plants. If a person just ponders a little bit, you'll see the reality of this ayat also. The first of mankind, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him from sand. So, and from sand everything grows. So Allah Ta'ala made us all. We are the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are growing out from the sand. The other explanation is Allah made it there such that all of us are born when the semen of the father enters the womb of the mother. So that semen is made of blood, and blood is made of the food that we eat. And the food comes from this ground that we are living on. So we are all created from the ground. And just like plants grow from the ground, in that sense we are also growing and coming out from the ground. So Allah, and there are great other points with regard to that. When Allah has created us from sand, then we have no right to be proud about anything whatsoever. Because we are created from that sand which we walk on. We urinate on it. We do everything on the sand. How can we have pride in us? It is from that Allah Ta'ala has made us. And after making us from the sand, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. پھر مقرر ڈالے گا تم کو اس میں اور نکالے گا تم کو باہر. Then Allah Ta'ala will return you to the sand again. When a person dies, he goes into the ground, into the qabr, into the ground. And for most of us, our body decomposes again and it meets back with the sand again. Again it is returned to from where it was made. And also it is narrated that from which piece of ground sand a person was born, he returns and his qabr will be made in that place. So Allah Ta'ala made us from the sand, will return us to the sand, and then he will take us out from there again. On the day of Qiyamah, by the simple sounding of the malaika, when he will sound by the command of Allah, when he will herald in Qiyamah, then everyone will come back to life again. And from that sand, Allah will make us. And this is also an answer to the people of Mecca. One thing they just could not understand and comprehend, that when we die, we decompose. How are we going to come back to life? But if a person just have the simple belief in Allah, in the qudrat of Allah, that for Allah there is nothing whatsoever which is impossible. Allah does everything, then he can understand that. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. اور اللہ نے بنا دیا تمہارے لئے زمین کو بچھونا. And Allah Ta'ala has made the earth and spread it out for you. This world for us is very, very big it is. But for Allah, it is one small speck in His whole creation. It is nothing. And how Allah has spread out the world. And Allah has made, there are so many signs of Allah's qudrat on this very earth that we walk. Allah has made it so soft that with your fingernail you can scratch in the earth. And you use some other implements and you can dig your foundation and build tall, tall buildings on this earth. Allah has made it so soft. On the other hand, Allah hasn't made it so hard that you can't dig into it. And Allah hasn't made it so soft that if we walk on the earth, we just start sinking into the earth. Heavy, heavy weights are on this earth. What types of buildings there are. What huge trucks are moving with how much of load. But the earth carries them all. So Allah made it so hard also, so soft also, perfect for mankind. This is all that, and by all this, it is not just that we use it and enjoy it, but we should recognize Allah Ta'ala. And we should be thankful and obey His commandments. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لِتَسْلُكُ مِنْهَا سُوَلًا فِجَاجًا تَاكِ چَلُوا اُسْمِهِ كُشَادَ رَسْتِهِ. And so that you may walk on this earth in the spacious roads that Allah Ta'ala has made. Today we can conceive the freeways, byways, highways that we have got, how, and this is all from Allah Ta'ala. Man has just a little bit, his share is in there. He just outwardly he has got it, but the brains Allah gave him to make it. All the machinery that he uses, Allah put it in his brains. The raw material is from Allah. Man did not create the raw material for all this. Whether it is concrete, whether it is tar, it is all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And these roads are not only of today, from all primitive times. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam walked to make Hajj how many times? All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all people were living according to their times, there were roads that were spacious. Another explanation of this is, the spacious roads that Allah has made is the obedience of Allah. Allah has made so many ways to obey Allah Ta'ala, that a person makes tilawat, he makes zikr, he makes namaz, he makes dua, he makes somebody's khidmat, he earns his living, and with the correct intention and the correct way, all these spacious roads Allah has made, by which a person heart also becomes spacious and he becomes, his mind opens up. And the other side are the narrow roads of guna. When a person commits guna, then in his own heart he starts feeling very, very depressed also. And he feels very difficult within himself. So Allah Ta'ala, these roads also of the obedience of Allah, Allah has made very spacious. And as a person makes Allah's ibadat, Allah says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. By that Allah opens your heart also. And then when a person commits gunas, then Allah closes the roads. They become very difficult and hard on a person. So these are all the great signs of Allah by which a person can recognize Allah, believe in Allah, and then the final requirement, to be obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala.